I've been the executive director of the Sierra Club for 7 years now. I was hired to help the Sierra Club to focus on solutions, environmental solutions. We all know that climate change is, well, most of us know that climate change is real, and that we have an opportunity to transition to clean energy and help both the economy and the environment at the same time. And I was hired to help rejuvenate and really deepen the Sierra Club's connections to the grassroots. Over the last few years, we've grown the Sierra Club to more than 3 million supporters, and we think that our best years are in front of us.
I remember there was a lot of controversy, I think right when you became the director, about the Sierra Club taking money from oil to combat coal. Would you speak to that?
Sure. Soon after I was hired, I learned that the Sierra Club was accepting money from the natural gas industry and using that money to fight coal. We do need to get off coal in this country. It contributes to 4 out of the 5 leading causes of death. It's arguably the dirtiest form of energy. But there's no room for fracking in this country, and we certainly shouldn't be allying ourselves with one of the most polluting industries in the country. So we cut off all of those donations. We made a commitment to fight natural gas as well as coal, and to push harder on solutions like solar and wind and energy efficiency, so that we actually have a proposal for the country, which is that we don't need any fossil fuels. We don't need nuclear power. We actually can transition to 100% clean energy. And when we do so, it's going to be awesome.
Was that part of your initial focus when you were hired on as the director? Is that something you knew about and wanted to change, or is it something that came about after you'd been hired?
I didn't know about it until after I took the job. But, you know, it was... Sierra Club is an organization that has an amazing legacy. Been around for 125 years right now. And the thing that I've learned is that we have volunteers who put in 20, 30, 40, 50 hours a week every week, and they're fighting for a clean environment. So I knew that the Sierra Club membership would support a really strong set of policies against the biggest polluters, regardless of what industry they stood for, and that they would support that work, and they have. And we've grown more in the last few years than we have at any point in our history.
I imagine the Sierra Club has had kind of a surge of support.
We have.
With Trump being elected.
We have.
And you're really one of the leading organizations as far as taking care of our environment. What are some of the projects or focuses that you'll be directing?
Well, there are many things that we're working on, one of which is to help support and to try to do our best to knit together a more powerful, diverse, and inclusive movement that includes undocumented immigrants, it includes people of every race, it includes people who are fighting for human rights and economic justice at the same time. We believe that it's not enough simply to say you care about the environment if you don't care about people at the same time. And so I think one of the reasons why the Sierra Club is doing so well right now is because we recognize that we're part of a much larger movement, and a movement that has its work cut out for it itself, particularly given the threats coming from this current president and Congress.
Are there any international allies that the Sierra Club's working with?
We work with lots of allies domestically and internationally. You know, most of the Sierra Club's work is domestic, mm-hmm. although given the work that we've been doing on the coal industry for the last decade or so, we've done some extensive training work in South Africa and Indonesia and Australia, helping other communities to fight coal plants. But we work with probably thousands of local groups and big groups here in the United States and around the country.